Six Democratic incumbents fall in a single primary night. Tuesday's primary results delivered what political analysts are calling a genuine realignment signal. Six House Democratic incumbents lost their seats to progressive challengers in a single evening. Representative Sreethanadar of Michigan is the most prominent name among the defeated, but the pattern across all six races was consistent. Incumbents perceived as insufficiently progressive or insufficiently responsive to grassroots priorities were overcome by candidates running explicit challenges to party leadership. The number six matters as context. A typical primary cycle produces one or two incumbent losses across an entire party in a given election year. Defeating six in one night requires overcoming the standard structural advantages of incumbency: name recognition, donor relationships, committee assignments, and staff experience. The consistency of the pattern across geographically separate races suggests coordinated organization, shared infrastructure, and a coherent message. In Tennessee, two results ran in opposite directions. Trump-backed Representative Ogles lost the Republican primary, a reminder that a presidential endorsement is not always determinative when local factors and candidate quality are in play. On the Democratic side, Justin Pearson, one of the Tennessee Three expelled from the state legislature in 2023 for participating in a gun control protest and immediately reinstated by his constituents, won the Democratic primary for the newly redrawn 9th District. He faces a Trump-backed Republican in November in a district redrawn to heavily favor Republicans. Byron Donalds holds a 31-point lead in the Florida Republican governor's primary ahead of the August 18th vote. A DOJ official denied a sex trafficking allegation against him, and the allegation does not appear to be affecting polling. Donalds, who is Trump-backed and comes from the House Freedom Caucus, would be Florida's first black governor if he wins the general election. On the legal front, a federal judge ruled cell tower dump warrants unconstitutional, extending the logic of the Supreme Court's recent geofence warrant ruling to any law enforcement technique that demands location data for every device connecting to a given tower during a specific time window rather than targeting a named suspect. A separate judge issued a temporary halt on the handover of Trump's financial records to the BBC, buying time to resolve executive privilege questions. Senator McConnell, 84, was discharged after a 50-day rehabilitation stay with no timeline given for returning to the Senate and continued physical therapy at home.